A Place Called Home by Janet Lee Barton. 1. 1898, Roswell, New Mexico Territory. Beth Morgan looked at the clock on the wall beside the switchboard. 1:30. She inserted the pin into Alma Burton's line socket and pulled the lever for two rings. She pulled the lever again. "Yes?" asked a sleepy-sounding Alma. "Mrs. Alma, you wanted me to let you know when it was time to take your cake out of the oven," Beth reminded her. It wasn't unusual for her to serve as a kitchen timer a couple times a day, especially for some of the older women in the community. "Oh, thank you, dear. I would have plumb forgotten if you hadn't reminded me." Alma sounded more awake now. "You are very welcome. You have a good day." Beth felt all but certain Mrs. Burton had been napping when she rang. She pulled the pin out of the socket and chuckled. She still couldn't get over how very different being a telephone operator for the Roswell Telephone and Manufacturing Company was from the Bell Telephone Company where she received her training back east. There had been so many rules and regulations, the primary one being not to talk to the customers. Those rules never made it out to New Mexico territory, and for that she was very thankful. Otherwise, she'd be in big trouble with the superintendent. Most of the telephone customers thought of the operators as their own personal message service. The light over the sheriff's office line lit up. Beth connected the line pin. "Number, please." "Beth, is that you?" Her heart skittered in her chest as she recognized Deputy Matt Johnson's voice. "Yes, it's me, Matt." "We've heard from Jeb Winslow. He's on his way to Roswell." Her heart sank. "When will he be here?" "He was up in Colorado when he got the letter. He's on his way now. Sheriff and I figure he'll get to town sometime in the next week or so." Beth nodded but couldn't speak. "I'm sorry, Beth. I think we've all been hoping he wouldn't be found." She swallowed around the knot of unshed tears in her throat. "Yes, well, thank you for letting me know, Matt." Beth pulled the pin from the socket without waiting on a reply from the deputy. Her worst fear had just been realized. How was she going to let Cassie and Lucas go? They didn't even know their uncle. She was glad Jessica was busy on the other switchboard and hoped she couldn't tell how upset she was at the news she'd just heard. Laura Brewster's light came on above her socket. "Number, please."
"Doc Bradshaw, please."
Beth connected the two lines and watched the light go out over both Doc's and Laura's sockets, letting her know she'd made a successful connection. She fought back the tears that threatened.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?